Well, of course, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. Mark Russo is here. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. The weather guys are the people that folks want to listen to, Mark. So let's talk a little bit about the weather forecast. We've been hearing about the ridge, where it might go, where that high pressure is going to set. What do we know about it today?
Well, Todd, in our opinion here, we see the ridge of high pressure being a stronger than normal feature, but oscillating across the western and the central parts of the U.S. And as it does that for the next several weeks, we're going to see heat slosh back and forth between the Rockies, the plains, and then on into what we feel is more of the western parts of the Midwest. We don't see a situation right now where the ridge would progress all the way east and you begin to see more widespread heat across the entire Corn Belt, but it's really the western half of the Corn Belt, primarily west of the Mississippi River, but obviously that does include key acreage in Iowa, into Nebraska, Minnesota, and into the northern plains. And that's the northern plains is just continues to be a disaster, obviously, for spring wheat. And the question becomes now, how much of this bleeds into the western Corn Belt, which from a heat standpoint, we think it's confined to the western Corn Belt here over the next couple of weeks. So, again, the worst area is going to be the northern plains, but it's the western part of the Midwest, which will be the area that will be impacted here specifically in the Corn Belt.
So from the Red River Valley, Fargo area, straight south down the state lines between the Dakotas, Minnesota, parts of Iowa, and Nebraska, is that where we're talking about potential problems?
Yes, and those are also the driest areas of late here, whether you look at things over the past 2 weeks or over the past 30 days. And with this ridge position and strength, it's that western third or so of the belt. The areas that have already been on the dry side look like their precip prospects are quite limited, and they look to stay on the dry side. Now, in the eastern Corn Belt, the focus is on central Illinois with some of the recent dryness. They've seen some rain activity here over the past 12 hours with our thunderstorm complex that developed. There still are some opportunities over the next several days before the drier conditions work their way in this weekend and next week.
All right. Anything going further out that you can tell us?
Well, overall, we see this general pattern here continuing for the balance of July. And it's really the theme here across actually the Northern Hemisphere ag belt has been one of heat. We have northern-based heat here in the U.S. We're also seeing some northern base heat in sections of Europe and in the Black Sea region, especially in southern Europe. And then we're also seeing this in parts of North China as well. So certainly it's been, at least up to this point, a late June and July featuring this northern base heat. And that continues to be the focus of attention and how it's specifically impacting pollinating corn during these critical windows over the next several weeks.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
That is Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. If you'd like to see central Illinois, some of the driest areas, check out our website.